The middle Baudelaire opened the second book and began to read out loud. The subliminal emotional tenor of a mob's unruliness lies in solitary opinions, expressed emphatically at various points in the stereo field.
Tenor? Stereo? Violet asked. It sounds like you're talking about opera.
The book uses a lot of complicated words, Klaus said, but luckily there was a dictionary in Hector's library. It had been removed from VFD because it defined the phrase mechanical device. All that sentence means is that if a few people scattered throughout the crowd begin to shout their opinions, soon the whole mob will agree with them. It happened in the council meeting yesterday. A few people said angry things, and soon the whole room was angry.
Phew,
Sunny said, which meant, yes, I remember. When we get to the jail, Klaus said, we'll make sure that Jacques is allowed to give his speech. Then, as he explains himself, we'll scatter ourselves throughout the crowd and shout things like, I believe him, and hear, hear. Mob psychology should make everyone demand Jacques' freedom.
Do you really think that will work? Violet asked.
Well, I'd prefer to test it first, Klaus said, just like you'd prefer to test the self-sustaining hot air mobile home, but we don't have time. Now, Sunny, what did you discover from spending the night under a tree?
Sunny held up one of her small hands to show them another scrap of paper.
Couplet,
she cried out triumphantly, and her siblings gathered around to read it. The first thing you read contains the clue, an initial way to speak to you.
Good work, Sunny, Violet said. This is definitely another poem by Isadora Quagmire.
And it seems to lead us back to the first poem, Klaus said. It says, the first thing you read contains the clue.
But what does an initial way to speak to you mean? Violet asked.
Initials? Like VFD?
Maybe, Klaus replied. But the word initial can also mean first. I think Isadora means that this is the first way she can speak to us, through these poems.
But we already know that, Violet said. The Quagmires wouldn't have to tell us.
Let's look at all the poems together. Maybe it will give us a complete picture.
Violet took the other poems out of her pocket, and the children looked at them together. For sapphires we are held in here. Only you can end our fear. Until dawn comes, we cannot speak. No words can come from this sad beak. The first thing you read contains the clue, an initial way to speak to you.
The part about the beak is still the most confusing, Klaus said.
Leucophris,
Sunny said, which meant, I think I can explain that, the crows are delivering the couplets.
How can that be possible? Violet asked. Loja,
Sunny answered. She meant something like, I'm absolutely sure that nobody approached the tree all night, and at dawn the note dropped down from the branches of the tree.
I've heard of carrier pigeons, Klaus said. Those are birds that carry messages for a living, but I've never heard of carrier crows.
Maybe they don't know that they're carrier crows, Violet said. The Quagmires could be attaching the scraps of paper to the crows in some way, putting them in their beaks or in their feathers, and then the poems come loose when they sleep in Nevermore Tree. The triplets must be somewhere in town, but where?
Cow,
Sunny cried, pointing to the poems.
Sunny's right, Klaus said excitedly. It says, until dawn comes, we cannot speak. That means they're attaching the poems in the morning when the crows roost uptown.
Well, that's one more reason to get uptown, Violet replied. We can save Jacques before he's burned at the stake, and search for the Quagmires. Without you, Sunny, we wouldn't know where to look for the Quagmires.
Hassering,
Sunny said, which meant, and without you, Klaus, we wouldn't know how to save Jacques.
And without you, Violet, Klaus said, we'd have no chance of escaping from this town.
And if we keep standing here, Violet said, we won't save anybody. Let's go wake up Hector and get moving. The Council of Elders said they'd burn Jacques at the stake right after breakfast.
Yikes,
Sunny said, which meant, that doesn't give us much time. so the Baudelaires didn't take much time walking into the barn and through Hector's library, which was so massive that the two Baudelaire sisters could not believe Klaus had managed to find helpful information among the shelves, and shelves of books. There were bookshelves so tall you had to stand on a ladder to reach their highest shelves, and ones so short that you had to crawl on the floor to read their titles. There were books that looked too heavy to move, and books that looked too light to stay in one place, and there were books that looked so dull that the sisters could not imagine anyone reading them, but these were the books that were still stacked in huge heaps, spread out on the tables after Klaus's all-night reading session. Violet and Sunny wanted to pause for a moment and take it all in, but they knew they didn't have much time.